Jack's getting his water. Walks in from the kitchen. He walked to the kitchen to get his water, and then he comes back and he says, I keep forgetting my water. I'm going to go get my water. So. Did you get your water?
I did, thank you. Good. I'm holding my water.
Are you properly hydrated for this hour of Good Day?
I am. Yes, Rich. Thank you very much. And included in this hour of the Good Day program, as it's another Boys' Day, although Heather will be around in a bit. She has two young children that have started school this week, and they've already gotten some of the Ugga Buggas, but I think she's worked that out. So at any rate, later in the hour, another one of those brain teasers for your mind.
This, I did
one of these, was it this week or last week? Hadn't done one for a long, long time.
We did one the other day.
And people liked it.
The Color of the Bear.
Right. I did do that.
That one got me. I didn't get it.
Nah, well, so.
I couldn't get
see
it.
If I can get you again. It's all about the gotcha move.
Oh, yeah.
The Good Day program with more reasons to dislike your government.
Everybody's
focused on the conventions and all that other stuff. So let's see if we can find
as if you needed just one more.
Exactly. Here's the story of Crystal Myers.
Yes.
Disturbed by her public school mixing of church and state in Tennessee.
Uh-oh.
Which included teacher-written Bible verses on blackboards and prayers at athletic events. So this is a high school senior. She wrote an editorial arguing that such practices violate the First Amendment. School officials banned the newspaper from publishing her letter. So that pretty much tells you. You don't know that.
Well, now she can complain about free speech.
Well, somebody obviously knew about it because I know about it.
Yeah.
So it got out anyway.
That's funny.
All right, the folks at the TSA, we love the TSA.
That's right.
One of my favorite punching bags at LAX, which is actually my favorite airport in the country. I like
it. Is it really?
Oh, yeah, I think LAX is great.
It's huge.
Anyway, so the TSA detained a woman recently who wasn't named in press reports. Delayed some passengers from boarding their planes for about an hour after mistaking the woman's insulin pump for a weapon.
Nice.
Yeah. Genius.
Nice.
Genius on their part.
You know,
yes.
You would think that at some point during the TSA's existence that somebody would go, you know what? We get a lot of bad press, don't we?
Yeah. Why don't we fix it? Yeah,
why is it that we get bad press? It's because we do stupid things like mistake somebody's insulin pump for a weapon.
Right.
Because we don't have anybody who's smart enough to know, oh,
or
this
care.
Looks like a medical device.
No, or care.
Or care.
Or care. That's it. Reasons to dislike government. By the way, you can contribute yours, your experience, 800-510-8255. Bring them on. We take on all comers. We like it.
My dad used to tell me.
Examine.
You get what you pay for.
Yep. Okay, so this one is right from the District of Columbia, Richie.
Oh, yeah, right in my backyard.
Where the government there has fined Patricia White, not once, not twice, not three times, four times, five, eight times, for throwing away her cat litter.
What is she supposed to do with it?
Listen to this. Ms. White cuts up newspaper and junk mail and uses it as cat litter.
Yeah.
Officials prowling through her garbage, found the paper and told her it should be placed in a recycling bin.
Yeah.
Not in the rubbish.
Yeah.
This is what your country has come to. Officials at a California elementary school put a sexual battery claim on the permanent record of a six-year-old boy who accidentally touched another boy in his leg.
Because I'll have that triple under lock and key in 24 hours, and my name ain't Reliable Barney Fife.
Yeah.
The boys were playing tag. His family got a lawyer. The school finally agreed to remove the claim from the boy's record. New York City Sanitation Department worker gave Raymond Johnson a $100 citation for putting his trash out 30 minutes early. There's a city ordinance that says garbage may not be left at the curb before 4 o'clock in the afternoon during the winter months. Local reports suggest that Queens residents have received similar citations in the past. $100 citation for putting your rubbish out at 3:30 instead of 4 o'clock. More genius. Do I need to go on? Had enough?
It's fun.
It is.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah.
Give me another one.
Hit me again. Hit me again. Harder. All right.
Give me another one.
All right, so I am going to do that, but I'm going to give us all a moment to catch our breath. Don't forget, coming up in the 2020 position on the program, a brain teaser. Get your brain tuned up. Have some pomegranate between now and then. That'll really fix your brain right up.
Now, this is the way guys like to shop. With buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam, buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Club Room. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names. Buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Musicians, now through Monday, save big at Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event. Deal 60, 70, over 80% off retail. Massive savings throughout the store. Like Ibanez Acoustics or Epiphone Electrics, your choice, $89. Guitar wall hangers or stands, 2 for $10. AKG vocal mics, just $19. Plus additional markdowns on hundreds of items, from floor models to open box, ding and dents to closeouts. It's all price to move. Guitar Center's Labor Day Weekend Savings Events, now through Monday. Don't miss it.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Did I say, this, is that Doug?
Sound like Peter
Doug?
Brady.
All right.
Changes.
All right. Charlotte doesn't like the way that sounded. Doug Steffens, Rich McFadden.
That's right.
And things to be thinking about. The hour not only has a brain teaser in it, we also have some, I think you'll think this is good news, or an idea that is good for those who are worried about Alzheimer's, plus the tribute to the lovely Lemon, and our TV report all coming up here. Right now, though, we are having some fun from the Too Much Government Department. And this is why I would like, this is why I'd like to vote for Ron Paul. The story of Bill Roberts got a voter registration card addressed to his 10-year-old son. Son's name is Kyle.
Okay.
Didn't give him much thought. But 3 weeks after he got the card, he got a summons for Kyle to go to jury duty. All right?
Yeah.
There we go. Let's see here. Officials in Parkview Elementary School in Tulsa, Oklahoma, gave 7-year-old Patrick Riley an in-school suspension for pointing his finger in the shape of a gun aimed at some of his fellow students. Where do we come down on that?
What's the story this week about the little boy who goes to the
6 years old,
the school for the hearing impaired?
Yeah,
and they won't let him sign his name the way he normally signs it. You know, sign language.
Because it looks like a gun.
Right, because it looks like a gun.
Unbelievable! Isn't that unbelievable? Here's another one for you. Speaking of people that are hearing impaired, loud noise woke up Kenneth Jimerson. Thought his house in Longview, Texas, had a car crash into it. Several men ran in, pulled him and his brother from the house at gunpoint. The intruders were officers with the SWAT team. They searched the home while the James brothers were held in handcuffs. Guess what?
Found nothing.
No, they were in the wrong house again.
Of course.
These things go on over and over and over and over and over again. Students taking the AP history course at Westfield High School, Westfield, Virginia.
Yeah, they're right around the corner from me.
Got an odd set of instructions when they started their course. They could use only their textbook, class handouts, and class notes to complete assignments. Students caught doing any outside reading or talking to their parents about their schoolwork get a zero on their assignment and receive an honor code violation referral, according to the principal, a genius named Tim Thomas. He said the rules were designed to promote fairness, since some students might have access to more information.
You're kidding me.
Than others.
Yeah, that would fly well here in Fairfax County.
That'll be a real issue. Game warden warned Lisa Taplin and her sons not to feed white bread to the ducks. Warden told them it was unhealthy and said they should feed the ducks whole grain bread instead. Anthony McCorkle is so broke, Richie.
How broke is he?
He has to borrow his brother's car for his job delivering newspapers.
Okay.
That's why a lot of people along his route in Staten Island allow him to collect and sell the recyclables out of their bins. However, the New York Department of Sanitation says its workers are the only ones who are allowed to collect recyclables. They caught Mr. McCorkle with a car full of bottles, impounded the car, and fined him $2,000. Plus, they fined his brother, the owner of the car, $2,000.
Get out of here.
Nope. New Boston, Ohio. Good time for one more of these?
One more. I can't take any more.
New Boston, Ohio school system found weevils in a bag of dried egg noodles. They carefully removed the insects, boiled the noodles, and served them to the students for lunch. Food service in New Boston, Ohio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice breakfast and have a nice day. All right, so here's our mind tease, our brain tease. You ready?
Go ahead.
Is half of 2 plus 2 equal to 2 or 3? 800-510-8255.
Hit me with that again.
Is half of 2 plus 2 equal to 2 or 3? You have to listen to the words and figure out the meaning.
I got it.
Of the combination of the words.
I got it.
800-510-8255. Heather Bachman will tell you what you would get for a prize. Should you win one more time, this is what you're working on. This is the brain teaser. Is half of 2 plus 2 equal to 2 or 3? What is the answer? You ought to have some fun with this and figure out how your brain works or it doesn't. And then we'll talk about Alzheimer's after we figure out how your brain is working. 800-510-8255. We're here to figure it out.
My brain is in go mode. I'm ready.
Good day. Go, man. Go.
Go mode. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This date in 1987, ladies and gentlemen, on a Good Day program, which didn't exist until 1988, but it sounds good if I go back in history. On this date in history on the Good Day program. Anyway, well, we don't music program anyway, but it's kind of neat to go back and reflect on what was in the pop pew in the Church of Good Music. The largest pre-order of albums in the history of Columbia Records. 2.25 million copies this album were shipped out on this date in 1987 to record stores around the country. Now, this was right after the Jackson album Thriller, which had been the biggest Jackson seller of all time.
Right.
35 million copies of Thriller were sold. The Bad album was successful. Only 13 million copies. Can you imagine them? 2.25 million copies went out to record stores. And by the way, when they got there, in 4 days, they were all gone.
Wow.
Yeah, it
four
was huge.
4 days.
This Thriller was so huge. I mean,
big stuff. All right, 25 after the hour. Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden.
Well, Eddie Van Halen here.
Eddie Van Halen on a guitar.
Yeah.
And this tribute to Michael and his brilliance when it came to performing. Can't take that away from the guy, no matter what.
Certainly can't.
So the Doug Goodday brain teaser. I could wait for people to work this through. But I, you know what? We probably ought to wait till at least the bottom of the hour. We say it's the 2020 brain teaser. When we do something at 20 past the hour, we give people some time to think it through.
I'm not a big fan of making people wait.
No. Well, that's why it's the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Yeah, that's true.
Rich McFadden.
Good hey, listen, day. If you vote for me and make this program mine, I won't make you wait. I'll give you the answer right away. There's immediate gratification on the Rich McFadden show.
Okay, good for you, Richie. The television report coming up in a few moments. There's a lot of buzz after this. There's a show called Toddlers and Tiaras.
Right.
You have children. Do you watch that
That's
show?
That's that show where the boo-boo, honey boo-boo.
What, honey boo-boo comes the from, right? And she has her own spin-off now.
A spin-off television show?
Yes.
How do you keep? You have children 10 and 3.
Well, not yet 3. She's actually 2.8.
Ah, 2.8.
We're counting down for preschool, which is 2.9.
Yeah, all right. So, under the circumstances, when these shows come on, how do you handle it with your children? How do you monitor what your younger children watch?
Oh, I have to say, I did, out of curiosity, watch this once myself. Because
what,
I wanted
Toddlers
to know,
and Tiaras?
Yes, Toddlers and Tiaras. I was a little curious. And I just was really kind of grossed out
it's
by
disgusting.
It.
It's disgusting.
Oh, my
How
gosh.
How so? I don't know
It's not
show.
Just putting these little, like, 2-year-olds and under even in full makeup and hair weaves and all of this and prancing them around, but the way the parents were just like, just right. like selling their kids on, you know,
John
BenÉ
Ramsey. Well, it's like an infestation.
They have. I saw 5 minutes of one, and of course they have this obnoxious mother who is the one who stirs everything.
Oh, right.
Up.
Oh.
And she's just, you know, your daughter will not do this. She's messing it up for all the rest of them, and this is not acceptable.
You know who that sounds like? That woman on the Millionaire Mary thing. What's her name? Patty. Somebody or other, the bossy.
Oh, the
Patty.
Cakes.
Yeah.
Patty Cakes.
Patty Cakes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a show called How to Marry a Millionaire.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And this woman, who I can't even begin to imagine how anybody be attracted to her, but, you know, this is all about conniving and getting people to be attracted to others because of their money. That's really what the show is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Under the circumstances.
Yeah.
Oh, swell. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, the story on that coming up in a moment, plus MTV has made a big announcement about a favorite show of theirs.
They're going to play a video every day just to kind of connect with their roots.
Right, exactly.
Just to mix things up.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
big news. Let's play some music in here.
We're going to play one song every single day.
That's what the boss used to say to me when I was, he said to me, when I was playing music until 1974, I was a disc jockey. And the boss used to come in. Oh, I worked three or four different stations, mostly because I didn't do what they told me to do. So I never got fired. Well, I got fired from one. The most prominent response from the boss was, why don't you shut the up and play the
play
music?
Because yeah.
I would tell stories.
Right. So then you went into talk.
About the artists. I'd tell stories about the songs. No, shut the up and play the
read the
music.
Card, hit the button, play
yeah.
the song.
We didn't even have cards then. He just, don't tell so many stories.
Yeah.
But now we love your stories. We thank you for your stories.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh. fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
McFadden.
Yep.
That's a good day for me to be Doug Steffen.
Yesterday, not so much, but today, pretty good.
Really? You think today more so than yesterday?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love you more today, Richie, than yesterday.
You know, that's my wife and I's song. Very good.
Really?
Good job.
Really? I'm not your wife, however.
No, so I won't sing it to you.
No, thanks, Rich. That's appreciated. I might sing it to her, though. Get her on the phone. I'll sing it to her and see if I do a better job than you do.
Wake her up now.
Yeah. All right, 800-510-8255, although we're a little squeezed for room here. We're going to talk about Alzheimer's after we get the results of our brain teaser. The question is, half of 2 plus 2 equaling 2 or 3? Is half of 2 plus 2 equal to 2 or to 3? This is
such an easy question if you think about it, though.
Is it, Richie? All right, well, let's find out.
Maybe I'm wrong.
800-510-8255. Cheryl's in Mahwa, New Jersey. Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to Good Day. Have I ever spoken to you before?
No.
Never in a million, never in a hundred, never in a thousand years I've spoken to you.
Never.
All right, how's your brain?
It's okay.
It's not a ringing endorsement of your own brain there, Cheryl.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think? Is half of 2 plus 2 equal to 2 or 3?
3.
And how do you figure that?
Well, half of 2 is 1, plus 2 is 3.
Okay. Hold on just a second. Done to go away. Let's see here. Ann is in El Paso. Ann, you do not agree that half of 2 plus 2 equals 3, do you?
Well, actually, Doug, it depends on where the parentheses are. Both answers can be correct, depending on where the parentheses are. If you, as the previous answer was, half of 2 is 1 plus 2 is 3.
Right.
Or if you look at half of parentheses 2 plus 2, which is 4, that equals 2.
God, I like her.
Now.
So smart.
I'm going to tell you why you're wrong.
Okay.
It does seem.
But she sounds good.
Very convincing.
Yeah.
Very, very convincing.
And I'm the half of parentheses 2 plus 2 camp.
Right. Now, it seems like it could be almost either answer, but if you follow the mathematical order of operation, if you were taught in middle school, which is usually where this stuff is taught, you get basic division and subtraction multiplication when you're in elementary school. But when you really get into it, in the middle school, I learned that division...
Turn your BS meters up, everybody.
...is performed before addition. You always divide before you add. Don't ask me who made up the rule. That's just the rule. So half of 2 is 1, then add 2, therefore the answer is 3. Okay?
Okay.
That's the mathematical. If you were to follow this, and Richie's now scrambling so quickly to counter my answer.
Before you what?
You always divide before you perform any addition. The rule in mathematical circles is that you divide before you add. Now, Rich will try to discredit me with some information he'll find that probably is authored by someone in Vietnam. But we'll see if we can get to that.
No, all I right. see Yahoo Answers here.
And? Thanks, Ann.
We must always multiply or divide before adding or subtracting. You must be...
He's gloating.
All right, Charlie, you okay with the answer? Since
yes,
you gave the right answer to it. Are you a mathematician or are you a person who's taught in school or you just have a good mathematical mind?
I just have a good mind.
Good for you, Cheryl. Well, as a result of your winning, Heather, tell Cheryl what she can win.
You can choose between subscriptions to Reader's Digest, Taste of Home, or Handyman, as well as Doug's 7 Good Day paraphernalia.
All right, Cheryl, you can tell your preference to Michael when he talks to you in just a matter of moments. Thank you for the call.
You're right.
Oh, my God! 800. All right, so let's, now that we've focused on the brain, let's talk about Alzheimer's for a minute. Because there's some interesting new news. I read the story of a fellow who was in his 60s who spent 8 years taking care of his mother who was in her 90s. She died last month at the age of 95. During this 8-year period, his chief concern, the guy's name is Bob DeMarco, as caregiver, in his life, he quit his job. This is what this guy did with his life. Took care of his mother. He retired early. Lives down in Delray Beach, Florida. He's now the founder of the Alzheimer's Reading Room blog, which you can check out, obviously, easily. The Alzheimer's Reading Room blog. He decided he would do something that I did. He opted for testing. His testing was not of his brain. It was of his genes. To look for the gene known to significantly increase the risk of you getting Alzheimer's. He tested negative for the gene. Still, he says, my predisposition is higher than someone who doesn't have any of this sort of thing, Alzheimer's or dementia. You don't have it in your family. Likelihood of you getting it is less than if you have it in your family, whether you got the gene or not.
Right.
He says, when I forget something, the idea pops into my head that I've got it. And the same thing happens to me, by the way.
Sure.
Because of the testing that I had done a year or so ago, which would have brought me to the initial conclusion that in 7 to 10 years, I'd be suffering from early onset dementia. Hmm. However, working it through, who are you again? Oh, that's Heather.
Where am I?
Hey, listen.
Not to make fun
in
of
our 40s.
We start losing our
memory.
Yeah, we
changes.
Forget stuff. Right.
I walk into a room, I'll find myself. I've walked into a room and I'm looking around and I have no idea what I went in there for. And I have to leave and wait till I remember.
I called John, my mechanic, and I had in my mind when I call him, I do this with Donald all the time, who's in charge of the farms in the western part of the state. I forget. I pick up the phone. Oh, I forgot why I called you.
Yeah.
And
or
okay,
just
bye.
A name of a person that you've known for 30 years or known of for 30, an actor or a movie or something
Where's that? Now, I ask you that all the time. Who's that person?
You can't recall it.
Yeah.
It's just for some reason. And then later in the day, you're like, ding.
So Dr. Sam Gandy, a professor of Alzheimer's disease research at Mount Sinai, believes that many of the problems that we have faced not knowing about Alzheimer's, genetically or otherwise, are going to be dealt with. There's a study, by the way, published in New England Journal of Medicine this week that sets the stage for Alzheimer's prevention studies rather than how do you tell whether you're going to get it. More important, isn't it, to figure out how not to get it.
Right. Yep.
Hello. So all this money that the National Institute of Health and others, governmentally and in private sector areas, research institutes, have spent trying to figure out if you're going to get Alzheimer's. Now, somebody who isn't going to get Alzheimer's, obviously, says, wait a minute, what are you fools doing? Why are you spending all this money trying to tell people whether or not they're going to get Alzheimer's, instead of spending the money, trying to figure out how not to get it.
Yeah.
How to prevent it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we can only hope, not only the public money, but the private money now. You know what it is? It's the same as the health care debate, the discussion about, okay, what happens after you get sick? You Maronis, why aren't you spending time helping people prevent
disease? Stay well
instead of all of this discussion. Where are these people? Why doesn't somebody, the only person who said this is Ron Paul. He's the only one who said we are wasting our time, wasting our resources, wasting unbelievable lives by focusing on how to try to fix the problem after it's been created.
Yeah.
Why don't you fix the problem by not having the problem?
Prevention.
And
because
there's
that's
nothing,
not how government works.
Well,
government,
apparently not.
By design, creates a problem that then they can only fix.
It's exasperating.
My buddy Kenny Mullins, Jersey boy,
yeah,
just posted on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
My dear Aunt Sally, multiply, divide, add, subtract.
Uh-huh.
My dear Aunt Sally.
Oh, okay.
Multiply, divide,
uh-huh,
add, subtract.
So we got him thinking.
Like it.
Thank
right?
you, brother.
Got us all thinking. Okay, in a moment, I'm going to bring you up today, all of us, Richie and Heather. Why do I want to call you Jennifer today? I don't know.
Go ahead.
I'll be Heather.
Anyway.
You wanted to dress up in a schoolgirl uniform, too, or something like that?
Right. No, that's
as long as you're changing her name.
But thanks. And then the tribute to the lovely Lemon. And that's not Liz Lemon either, by the way. Although I like her. I've become tired of that show. I used to love 30 Rock.
30 Rock?
Yeah.
You know who
was
that?
Funny show.
Tracy Morgan just...
He's the
throwaway
in that show.
Annoys me.
Yeah, but they have to have him.
He's in. Well, they lose me with him.
Right.
He's so annoying. Here's something that isn't. Here's something that's good. Here's something that's great, in fact. A mineral-rich diet. To go back to what we were just talking about a few minutes ago, prevention, the idea of keeping you from getting 900 different diseases by getting every day 90 essential nutrients, doesn't that make the most sense of anything you've heard in recent discussions or discussions through your life about how to stay healthy? You feed your body what it needs to fight off diseases and stay healthy, and that's it. And you can say, well, it sounds too good to be true. It's too easy. It is neither of those two things. Plus, it's not expensive either. Check out DougStephanTeam.com and find the various products. There are 94 different things in here that are all doctor-tested, doctor-approved, helping you get minerals and a nutrient-dense diet is the way to keep your weight where it needs to be, the way to avoid those 900 diseases. It really is that simple, that easy. These are essential, not voluntary. You must have these to be healthy. That's what the doctors have found. The Youngevity lineup of anti-aging products is available by going to DougStephanTeam.com or by calling 855-309-TEAM. And you can help yourself and then find out how you can help others, your friends, your neighbors, your family, with the same products that you're going to take once you figure out which one to start with. I suggest the first thing that comes up on the screen when you go to DougStephan.com is the Essential Nutrient Pack, the Healthy Start Pack. Get into that and get healthy, stay healthy, be healthy, have a wonderful life. 855-309-8326 or check it all out at DougStephanTeam.com. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need. Donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle. I'm one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Well, we're moving on now.
Hi, Richie. Has a story about the passing of Sherman Helmsley, which occurred, what, two, 3 weeks
July
ago?
July 24th.
So a month before.
More than a month before. He had cancer and
didn't get treatment.
Yeah. Yep. And but he's still kind of above ground like the rest of us.
Really?
He's not moving on up. He's not moving on down. He's not doing anything. He's just laying there because a guy claims to be his brother and is contesting the will.
Oh, of course. What's that got to do with burying him?
Well, I don't know. That's what I don't understand. Why can't you bury somebody and still contest a will unless one of the things they're contesting is where he will be buried? Mm. So that must be it. Okay. But apparently a friend of his who he lived with for 20 years, Flora Enchington, says she was left $50,000 in the will, and this is disgusting. Mm. She lived with him for 20 years, and he never mentioned any family.
There you go. All right, so that's the... And this guy's probably one of those people coming out of the woodwork. That always happens.
Yeah.
Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane hosts the 38th season premiere of Saturday Night Live 2 weeks from this Saturday with Frank Ocean as the musical guest. I don't know, Frank Ocean, anybody know anything about him?
Can't help you there.
Okay.
Let me go look.
FX.
Yeah.
This is news for those of you who are Charlie Sheen fans. Mm-hmm. FX has ordered 90 more episodes of Anger Management. Charlie Sheen this week signed a contract with FX and the producers of Anger Management for $100 million.
And he was supposed to be nuts, right?
Yeah. $100
yeah, okay.
Crazy like a fox.
Million
exactly.
Dollars. God love the guy. Isn't that something, huh?
Winning.
You got that right.
I'm sorry. Winning. Starting to get the concept now?
Yeah. Miranda Lambert, country star, sold a series to NBC. Her husband is Blake Shelton.
That's right.
Who's on The Voice. This is a dramedy about a couple who work as private investigators while raising their teenage children.
Huh. Like Moonlighting with Kids.
Yeah. You got anything, Heather?
Well, I was just thinking. I didn't realize. I guess it's just been released that this is going to be the last season for Jersey Shore.
Yep.
Sorry, Dougie.
That's good. Got the story at Doug like Steffen. What do you mean, sorry, Dougie? MTV announcing they're pulling Jersey Shore story at DougSteffen.com. All right. Here's my tribute.
Everybody's sober and has kids now. What fun is that?
You know what? There's a bunch of spin-offs, though. So we're not getting rid of them. We're just multiplying, basically.
The Lovely Lemon. We're talking about health.
Right.
How many of you realize this is not for culinary purposes? The lemon helps so many people in their lifestyle, beauty, it's a great cleaner.
Oh,
there's a new campaign which the lemon growers of America are going to call Unleash the Natural Power of Lemons. And this campaign will highlight the lemon's use in household care, personal care. You should put it on your skin. Women use lemons to create blonde highlights. Mm-hmm. You can put half a lemon in your refrigerator to eliminate all the odors that are there.
We use it to clean the showers, shower doors.
You can use it as a candle holder on your kitchen table if you want. So, lemons.
Love that lemon.
You don't need Arm & Hammer baking soda anymore. You just need a lemon.
No, I use it with the baking soda.
There you go, Richard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
To get away.
Me.
Here's the couple from Virginia, gay couple, suing United Continental Holdings because workers taped a sex toy that was inside their bag. This is about as egregious and outrageous, and it does show you how the system is so broken that these guys can get into the luggage. They're supposed to inspect it. Tom Parsons here from bestfares.com. Aren't they? They're supposed to, you leave your bags unlocked, right?
Yeah, we're supposed to.
Supposed to, anyway. And then they can go through your bag to see what's there. So if something shows up on the x-ray, and apparently something did, these guys can go through it. So what they do is they open the baggage. These two people are carrying, they see these sex toys that are in there that are designed for their lifestyle, and they take one of them, put grease all over it, and stick it on the outside of the bag with duct tape.
No,
so, did you hear this story?
No, I didn't hear that one.
This happened in Houston.
A couple of observations here.
Yeah.
So, the suit that they have filed claims they were discriminated against.
Well, I got geese.
Right.
How do they know by looking through your luggage?
There are gay toys, Richie, and there are straight toys.
Really? Do tell.
I'm not telling you any more
than
that.
You should sit them down and have a little talk later.
I don't think that sex toys.
Okay, I think, yeah, now listen.
Come on now.
Well, actually, that wouldn't have been Continental. That would have been TSA.
No. Well, but this was, no, the TSA... Wouldn't they have gotten into it, into the, I don't know, the answer to that's a question. I'm very critical of TSA.
I mean, I remember checking bags. I know you don't check your bags that often.
No, I don't
check. But I have checked bags, and when you get to the destination, there's sometimes, I don't know if they do it anymore, there used to be a note in there saying, you know, your bag was checked by TSA. Mm-hmm. So if your clothes were ruffled around and they looked different than when you put them in there, at least there was a note to let you know your bag was one that's chosen to be inspected by the TSA.
Tommy, let me ask you something. How many people travel with these kind of toys?
I don't know.
I mean,
a lot of people travel these. Are they going on vacation?
I'm sure there's a few.
Why is that? You can't go to Disney World for a week and
why
not
is
your,
that
your whole collection
an issue?
Of toys?
Well, what is, why is that any of your business? What do you care whether they
you
take
it
or
don't take it? You know that they're going to be putting it through the X-ray machine?
It's that we have a right of assumption of privacy in this country.
The X-ray, are you talking about the X-ray? You're not talking at the terminal when we're walking through, are you?
Well,
I think you have to be talking when you're checking your bag.
Right, exactly.
And they have to, and again, if it's electronic gizmo, it can come up. It can show batteries. It can show different things.
Yeah.
X-ray.
Right.
And someone inspected it, and then somebody probably said, whoa, ho, ho. And I don't
it's
think
not
they
a
even
device.
Knew.
It's
I don't,
a weapon.
I right. don't think they knew that they were two gay people. Okay.
Right.
They just did it because some guy was having a bad day down at TSA.
Well, that's their problem.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to pay, and I think they ought to. This is pretty outrageous. And somebody can go through.
No,
that's
it. I've never heard of anybody
sticking out.
The breach of their privacy, yes,
yeah.
But I don't know
so
how you would know that they were straight or gay.
They're suing for, emotional distress, invasion of privacy, mental anguish.
Sure.
I think that's all.
That.
Yeah, I would too.
Well, you know, I guess what really is, they did not leave it intact the way it came.
They covered it with grease and duct taped it to the outside
right.
of the bag.
Yeah, well,
that's
what I'm saying. Somebody, well, you know, we've heard of, you know, TSA's not got the best record in America.
For having any brains. But Richie said something earlier that's so pertinent. Wouldn't you think somebody at the TSA would say, wait a minute, we're getting all this bad publicity. Don't you think we ought to do something to try to fix that? No, they continue to stick it in your face.
Well, I mean, Tommy, the bottom line is that they pay these people, what, $15 an hour, $14 an hour, $12 an hour?
$12 bucks an hour.
So,
bucks
you get
hour.
What you pay for.
Yeah.
You got to remember what we once had before, too. I mean, most times it was like going to a, you know, the security people at the gate that they had prior to this, they just wanted to get it uniform. And also, most of the people had criminal records. You know, all kinds of things. Things have improved there. It's just that, you know, we still have this problem of TSA slowing us down and, you know, weird rules.
Yep. All right, you get 10 seconds for the best deal of the week from bestfares.com.
Right, September, October looks really super hot for airfares, but especially looking at vacation packages. We're seeing airfare packages, believe it or not, for two nights out of L.A., San Diego, Phoenix, starting as low as $96 round trip, and that includes two nights at a four-star hotel.
Let's hear it for deflation. Tom Parsons, check out his website, bestfares.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.